See, Alaska's board elections are online this year. The Southeast-based Regional Native Corporation has set up a new system for shareholder balloting. Voting, meanwhile, is a little quieter this time around because the ballot has no resolutions. But as Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports, it's not for lack of trying.
Four incumbents and nine challengers are running for See Alaska's board of directors this year. The corporation's almost 21,000 shareholders have been sent paper ballots, as usual, which they can mail in. But they can also vote online. Nicole Hollingstad, See Alaska Vice President and Corporate Secretary, says about 12% of those voting so far tried the new system.
We are hoping that it simply provides one more mechanism by which our shareholders can be engaged in the corporate process of voting, and that the numbers, you know, rise as people see how convenient that option can be.
Ballot results, electronic and otherwise, will be announced at the corporation's annual meeting. That's Saturday, June 25th in Haines. Those attending will hear from candidates, although almost all shareholders will have voted by then. They'll also hear about recent business developments and an update on the corporation's lands legislation.
The main thrust of our annual meetings really is the election of our directors, our operations report, and any resolutions that have been brought forth, although this year there are no resolutions on the proxy.
That last part upsets some critics who tried to put a term limits measure before shareholders.
We have the same directors on. We're doing very mediocre, and we can't seem to get new people in there.
That's Mick Beasley, author of a resolution limiting board members to four terms in office. He got a similar measure on the ballot 2 years ago, and it lost. Corporate rules require a break before it goes before shareholders again, and this year's annual meeting is shy of that limit.
They might be sleight of hand there. The deal was 24 months, and they ruled that it was 2 days shy of 24 months.
See Alaska says it followed the rules, and Beasley did not. Corporate Secretary Hollingstad says completed resolutions are due 120 days before the annual meeting. That effectively requires a 3-year gap. Beasley says he'll likely try again. He's not a candidate this year, though he has been in the past. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.